Skybound, starring Mary Myers as Carlotta, daredevil aeronaut and scientist. Written by Sue Gann Schmidt, illustrated by Jacopo Bruno. Mary Breed Hawley had lofty ideas, but when she soared into the world in 1850, girls were taught not to do brave and dangerous things. Proper young ladies like Mary were simply expected to land a husband, have children, and stay tethered to their homes. Proper or not, Mary dreamed of flying, floating freely in space. But when she woke up, Mary was still earthbound. Mary soon found ways to get her feet off the ground. Balloon madness sailed in from France and captivated America. Daredevil aeronauts landed on the front pages. Ballooning. Could it be Mary's way up? By 21, Mary caught the eye of a photographer, inventor, engineer, and scientist. Carl Myers was mad about ballooning and weather. He found Mary lively and whip smart, and he swept her away with his high-in-the-sky ideas. Just as society expected, Mary and Carl tied the knot. The new Mrs. Myers did not settle into the kitchen or the garden. Instead, she flung herself into Carl's library. Mary read about aeronautics and meteorology until her head spun with facts. Then she helped Carl invent a groundbreaking balloon fabric. Making balloon fabric may not sound dangerous, but it was chancy. The creative concoction of boiled linseed oil and turpentine could explode at any moment. And oh, blazes, sometimes it did. But this didn't stop Mary. She stirred the pot until it was just right. When the first balloon was ready and the gas held fast, Mary and Carl hired a brave aeronaut to test it. Good golly, it flew! Mary and Carl built more balloons, pointier, thinner, pear-shaped balloons, fat balloons, but which performed the best? How would currents, weather, and the atmosphere affect each one? Tracking the flat data would help them improve their balloons, but the aeronaut was not interested in numbers or facts, only in acrobatics. Mary and Carl realized they needed two flight professionals in one, someone who could record the scientific data and electrify the paying crowds at fairs. Building better balloons cost money, after all. Mary lit up. She could do both. At first, Carl didn't take his wife seriously, so Mary made a list of the reasons why she was the best person for the job, and Carl was sold. If Mary was to capture the science and captivate a crowd, she'd need a stunning new outfit and a stage name, something exotic yet familiar. From now on, everyone would call her Carlotta. At first, she was buoyant, but as the weekend crept closer, Carlotta's mood plummeted. She'd promised to pilot her balloon 1 mile up and to stay aloft for 5 miles or 30 minutes. With zero flight experience, a lot could go wrong. Carlotta dissolved her dark clouds by imagining herself dancing with the currents over an enchanted view of Earth. Then, the day came, she noted. A misty, moisty, miserable, rainy fourth, dampening all my expectations of a delightful tour. The aeronaut arrived and gave Carlotta a 10-minute training on how to solo pilot a balloon. 10 minutes to know how to steer clear of telegraph lines, steeples, and towering trees, how to track the ground below for a safe landing spot, not too marshy or too near thick forests. When to release gas to go down or sprinkle sand to go higher. 10 minutes to know how not to smash your balloons to bits. Gloomy skies didn't stop folks from arriving. They spilled out of the fairgrounds and onto the streets. They squeezed together on rooftops. They came to see the mystery person, a woman, daring to solo pilot a gas balloon. In all their born days, few, if any, had seen such a thing. Carlotta was on pins and needles. What if her first flight was a fizzle? The damp crowd watched as Carl and his team filled the balloon. The rain stuttered against it. Finally, the sky cleared. Carlotta debuted with a razzle-dazzle. She stepped into her tiny basket. 8 of her pet homing pigeons dangled aboard. "Let go!" she shouted. The crew released the lines, and Carlotta set four pigeons free. They flapped off to her hometown of Mohawk with messages announcing that Carlotta was skybound. She waved at the crowds. They waved their handkerchiefs back at her like thousands of tiny flags saluting a new queen. Carlotta floated toward the sun. What a sea of faces, she thought. Up, over white houses and somber roofs, then emerald green fields and forests. Up, 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 500 feet, 2,000 feet, 1 mile up. The earth is a picture painted for beauty, she admired. Then she got busy. Carlotta mapped the currents, kept an eagle eye on her barometer and altimeter, and collected the science of the skies. She checked her compass and piloted her balloon on the wings of the east wind. Soon Carlotta got swallowed by cold, damp clouds. Endless clouds with no silver linings. The milk-white mist chilled like the grasp of an icy hand. Carlotta checked her altimeter. 2 miles up! The remaining four frigid pigeons fell silent in their cages. Carlotta could not see earth, sky, or balloon. It was the lonesomest place she had ever been. She wanted out from the grip of the ghost clouds. The temperature grew icier, and her balloon felt frozen in space. But Carlotta's compass told her the balloon raced on. Spinning, spinning, spinning. And suddenly, the clouds parted like a curtain, releasing a star to the sky. Carlotta, Lady Aeronaut. Carlotta glimpsed the blanket of beautiful earth below. Land sakes! An open field! She attached messages to two pigeons with word of her descent. Carlotta tugged her gas valve open. Down, down, down. She sent the final two pigeons free with the news she'd landed. Carlotta had sailed 2 miles up for 20 miles, and she'd stayed in the air for 35 minutes, higher, longer, and further than expected. Huzzah! She'd brought down the data on currents, weather, and atmospheric pressure, clues to her flight success. The slack-jawed farmer who found Carlotta told her that she was most too young a girl to be trusted so far from home. Not to be trusted. A daredevil woman? Who fished alone in the sky for science and wrestled with ghost clouds? That farmer was right. She should go back home. It was the perfectly proper thing for a lady like her to do. A lady aeronaut who needed to plan her next flight. The